Hi, my name is Daniela Catalan, and this is Connect the Pod.
I'm Angelica Benitez,
Quicani Lopez,
and Vicky Benitez.
Welcome to the conclusion of the Hydrologic series. Dun, dun, dun! In part one, Connect the Pod reported on water issues around the world.
In part two, we went to St. Euphrasia School in Granada Hills, California, where young minds were conferring on the first LEGO League competition.
And for the third part, we brought a ringer, industrial environmental designer Stella Hernandez, so that we could all hear her experiences working with her team to solve water issues in poverty-stricken communities.
So let's let Stella do some talking.
Proceed.
So my name is Stella Hernandez. I am an environmental industrial designer. Environmental design deals with designing spaces, and in industrial design, I learn to design objects. I'm also a teacher at Art Center College of Design here in Pasadena. Our school has a very special department within the school, and it's called Design Matters. So with the Safe Agua project, we went to these different countries. We went to Chile, to Peru, and to Colombia. And we visit there many, many communities, all of them living under the line of poverty.
How many people are affected by water issues and how?
So there are 7 billion of people in the world. And from those 7 billion of people, 768 million don't have access to clean water. That means 1 in every 9 people in the world don't have clean water. Without adequate clean water, there can be no escape from poverty.
What are some specific water issues people have to face?
These are communities that don't have any running water. Right? These people have to walk long time, sometimes more than an hour, bring some buckets with them, fill the buckets with water somewhere else, and bring them back. And sometimes these people also live like far up on the mountains, so they have to climb also long distances to get to their houses. And then they run out of water and they have to repeat this many times a day sometimes.
How one solution can make a difference.
This is called Balde Balde, and this is a little device that allows people to get clean water from a big bucket without touching the water, without getting the water contaminated.
How much does empathy impact a solution?
We ask our students to not have running water for 3 days and tell us how they felt and what happened and what did they do to solve the problems. They were not using the bathroom, they were not using the faucet, they were not using the faucet in the kitchen, and they started to see how difficult it was. They were going to the store to buy big bottles of water. They have all kind of problems carrying so much water to their apartments and going up the stairs and things like that. What these kind of exercises do is something that we call empathy, which is also a very, very important part of our process, and is understanding people.
Sometimes when we think we're helping people, we're actually hurting them.
We assume that people in the world need certain things, and we may be very wrong. Like, for example, Tom shoes. So Tom shoes is a brand that tells you if you buy one pair of shoes, we'll give one pair of shoes to somebody in Africa. So it sounds good. But when you go to Africa and you start to learn from the people and understand how they live, you understand, for example, that this model killed the shoe industry in Africa. Right? Now the people that were making shoes there, now they don't have a way to live.
Learn to make things by making.
A really important part of the process that we follow, and is learning through making. Just make stuff. Don't stop. And make one, and make another, and make another. and every time it's gonna get better and better and better. Try it and start again.
You'd be surprised at what you can do with resources. And did you know that resources can be people too?
We always analyze resources. So for example, I have a lot of coconut fiber. It just grows everywhere in this place that I'm visiting. And I have a problem of, people need to get warmer because it's very cold. And I'm just creating this out of the blue. But you get the challenge and you get the resource and the opportunity and you magically like, got it. I'm gonna use the coconut fiber because it's producing some heat and I'm gonna use it for this. But sometimes it's people and willingness to help. Sometimes our projects are based in what the community can do, rather than thinking, we are gonna buy this expensive system, somebody's gonna donate it, and we are gonna put it there. Because when that system breaks, nobody is gonna fix it. We prefer to make solutions that are resourceful, so we use whatever the community has on hand. We use the skills also from the community to build things. And to do all these things, we need to try and try and try.
Water issues don't always affect third world countries. Here in the United States, workers in Central Valley, California don't have access to clean water.
There are communities that live there that don't live in the most optimal conditions. And this is a reality that is very close to us. It's just probably 2 hours drive from Los Angeles. And it's interesting that a place that where all our food is produced, they lack from clean water, actually. And their water is very contaminated. So people that work in this area have to actually buy bottled water because they are not able to consume the water that is coming to the houses right here in California. Yeah, and it's very expensive water also. Because when businesses realize that a community is in need of something, the prices go higher, which is also pretty sad. So they have to pay a high price for the water. Oh. I wish you the best. Good luck with this project. And don't stop here. Don't stop with this project. Continue because you guys are the future, and the fact that you are having such a great start is very, very promising.
Thank you so
much. Our conclusion after 3 episodes is that people need to suck it up and be smarter about water.
People need to absorb our wisdom.
What are you gonna do about water issues in your community?
I'm moistified.
And good luck to the Incredibots team, 16209 and 24303.
On November 19th.
We're rooting for ya.